Is it Tanstoffel Farm?
Tanstoffel Farm.
Tanstoffel.
Stands for there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Took me a second.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and Denise Leonard, owner of Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield. You gave me a little joke about what Tanstoffel means, Denise, but what does it Tanstoffel really mean?
Really means there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. And it is from the Robert Heinlein book, The Moon is a Harsh Mistress.
What are you doing at Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield?
Right now, I'm sitting here talking with you.
I knew I could tell that I liked you, Denise. More specifically, what are you doing when you're farming?
We grow sheep, lambs, and chickens, laying hens. And in the summer, I do pork, pigs. So we get piglets in the spring, and they go to the butcher in the fall. We get meat chickens, and we get turkeys. So those are the summer activities. And then the all-year-round activities are the laying hens and the sheep. And I also teach herding lessons with border collies, so the sheep are used for that also.
You're teaching the collies?
I teach the people that own the collies. The collies actually know it. It's the person that has to know what to do and what to look for and how to read the sheep and how to read the interaction between the dog and the sheep.
Have you ever tried to teach a pig to herd the sheep, like in Babe?
That'll do, pig.
No, I haven't, but I certainly, when my pigs get out, my dog helps me put them back in. And they're pretty smart animals.
I'm sure.
How did you end up, like, you know, having a full career and having this on the side, and now, you know, that you've pared down a little bit, that this is the work you're doing?
I started with sheep way, way back when I was 11, and I helped a friend show her sheep in 4-H, and I got really hooked by it. And then I got the sheep. They were a 4-H project through my years of 4-H, which went through 18, I think. And then I just continued. I really like the sheep. They're pretty extensive farming rather than intensive farming. And I really got bitten by the sheepdog bug also.
But not by a literal sheepdog.
Now the pig understood why the sheep called all dogs wolves.
They didn't, the dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The sheepdog bug.
Unlike a lot of people who get into farming because of sheepdogs, I got into sheepdogs because of farming. And I realized I was not going to make a living at this, so I figured I had to have some other sort of career, which was science involved. I retired, and now I'm doing more of this. And as I get older, I'm trying to decide exactly how much more involved I'm going to be. This is the first year I didn't breed all my ewes, but I still bred 18 of them, so that's enough.
That'll do.
You have direct experience with lots of different animals. And how would you sort of generalize about different ways of moving through the world versus us mammals on two legs?
Oh, my word. That's a philosophical question.
It's a Phil Cormanosophical question.
If you stop and think about it, sheep and actually chickens are flocking animals. Humans tend to be a little less flocking, although they do have a social interaction need. But they don't tend to go off together because their best friend, you, went that way, so they're going to go that way, too. Sheep flock probably better, definitely better than pigs. Pigs are a little independent. Turkeys will run around chasing a laser pointer.
But they don't flock?
They sort of flock, but they're not. They don't flock quite the same way.
Humans are flocking morons most of the time, but...
Right, well, yeah. Then you've got all those people who don't want to be sheep, but are taking ivermectin, which is a sheep warmer.
And you're a scientist, and do you use it for your actual sheep?
Yes, I do.
Is it effective?
Ivermectin, no, I don't think it's effective, so I don't use it very much.
Uh-huh. Do you think it's effective for treating COVID-19?
No, I don't think so.
It can be used for human use, too, though. So Joe Rogan is an idiot, but he's not, like, totally, like some humans do use it for other things.
Well, it is an anti-helminthic, a warmer. Uh-huh. So I'm sure it can be used for humans that way.
But don't. Not for COVID.
No.
Yeah.
So I have a non-philosophical question, which is, I don't eat meat. So I'm ignorant of things that people are not ignorant of. Like, what's the difference between mutton and lamb, both in terms of taste and texture and all that?
The difference between mutton and lamb is that mutton is from an older sheep that's usually about 14 months or older. It's probably a little less tender. It's got a stronger flavor. And a matter of fact, I think a lot of people who are in maybe World War II and they got fed a lot of mutton saying it was lamb, don't like lamb for that reason.
Uh-huh. Speaking with Denise Leonard, who's the owner of Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. I love that. But if we wanted to have lunch with what you're raising there in Greenfield, where could we find your meats, Denise?
You could go to the CISA website and look up the farm, and you can call me at 413-695-3101 and leave a message. I will call you back and let you know what we've got available.
Old school.
How big is your farm in terms of acreage and what kind of soil and how did you end up with that land and choosing to graze animals?
We originally lived in Leverett on 2 acres, which was just not enough land. And about 30 years ago, we were looking for farmland that we could move to. And we found this. It has about 30 acres. Most of it's wooded. There's about 8 acres open. We've opened up some more of it. We probably have marginally enough acreage to feed all the sheep. I should consider opening more of it, but I am getting older, so I'm not sure that's going to happen.
And how did you decide to use the land for grazing and not for growing?
Well, we were looking for land that could be used for grazing. This particular property is rather hilly and is not really useful for, you know, plowing or putting vegetables in it. And it's not river bottom land, so it's not going to be that fertile for that sort of stuff. But it's quite good for putting grazing animals on.
And is the wooded portion in a conservation restriction, or do you manage the woods at all? Or
we're on Chapter 61A, which is a state program, and that allows us to make X amount of dollars on the farm. We have the gross, I think it's 500 for the first 5 acres, plus $5 an acre thereafter, which we easily gross. That allows us to have less taxes. Part of that means that we do have to have a wood program with the state that we file.
I think a lot of people may not know that most farms have woods on their property and they manage them. And
right.
It's an important source of ecological safety for all of us.
Right. And it, you know, when we had the woods person come out and look at the land, she made recommendations for parts of it to be cleared and parts of it to be left as wildlife habitat and parts of it to be thinned out so that we could get sustainable growth for more trees and stuff.
Denise, I made a passing reference earlier to the movie Babe, which is about border collies and sheep. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yes.
What do you think? How true to life is it to the life that you have there where you are training people to let their border collies herd?
Well, that's a good question.
Like, is it enjoyable for you to watch it or when you watch it, does it infuriate you?
I did like watching it, okay. But I thought it was interesting that at the final scene where he sends the pig out to go get the sheep, the pig runs straight up the middle of the field,
mm-hmm.
which is a big no-no in a border collie trial, and gets full points for that part of the work.
There's always something. It's hard when that's your life's work to fully enjoy it.
Right.
I love it. That'll do, pig. And I think it's amazing that
that's what I say to my dogs. That'll do.
It's amazing.
And they look at me and say, "You're joking. There's more to be done."
It is amazing that you're training humans to let their dogs herd there at Tanstoffel Farm, and you've got lamb and sheep and mutton and chickens and stuff. Denise Leonard from Tanstoffel Farm in Greenfield and Phil Corman from CESA, who are the local hero folks. You can find out about all of our interesting local heroes at buylocalfood.org.